It's an unusually cold January evening for Middle Tennessee, but the mood is warm and inviting inside the Holy Family Catholic Church as the ladies of the congregation gather to hear a special speaker. Once Brigitte Katinge begins her story, however, the carefree mood quickly evaporates. Her audience sits in rapt silence, and more than a few are wiping at tear-stained eyes. In the spring of 1994, Katinge was 23 years old, living in Kigali, Rwanda's capital, working toward a law degree and nursing her newborn second child. Then the killing began. After years of simmering ethnic tension and growing militancy, Hutu extremists massacred an estimated 800,000 Tutsis and Hutu moderates over the course of just 3 months. Katinge's five sisters and a brother were among the first to die.
I lost all my siblings, aunties, cousins, numerous of nephew and nieces, friends, co-workers, neighbors. I lost everybody.
A member of the Tutsi ethnic group, Katinge survived the initial slaughter with the help of a Hutu friend. She hid under the man's garbage pile for 10 days. Her Congolese husband was beaten repeatedly by the Hutu militias for not revealing his wife's location. Finally, they decided that the family's only hope was to make a run for the Congo border.
So we had to make our way through roadblocks and barriers, dead bodies, to reach Congo. It took us 2 months to reach Congo, which is a trip that's usually 5 hours. But it took us 2 months because we walked in the night and we were hiding in daytime.
On two occasions, the family was captured and Brigitte was placed in a lineup to be shot. Both times, her life was spared at the last moment. Once safely across the border, the Katinges and their two daughters spent 6 years in refugee camps before immigrating to the United States in 2000. But even though her circumstances were greatly improved, Katinge continued to suffer from panic attacks, depression, and sleepless nights.
There were nothing that could have really, really bring a smile in my face. I was a prisoner of hatred and anger for many years. So I sat down in my darkness.
The darkness began to recede when Katinge read the life story of a survivor of an earlier genocide, the Nazi Holocaust. Psychiatrist Viktor Frankl, an Austrian Jew, worked to help his fellow prisoners in the concentration camps. And it was a quote from his book about that experience which finally put Katinge on the road to recovery.
He said that when we are not able to change situation, we have a tendency to change ourselves. So I told myself that there will be no way to change everything that I went through. There will not be a way to become the happy woman I used to be, ambitious with dreams, unless I change the way I have seen my past and everything that happened to me.
As she re-examined her terrible ordeal, Katinge began to believe she could see God's hand behind her survival, that she'd been spared for a purpose. Today, Katinge shares her experience with groups like the Women of Holy Family Church nearly every week. She tells audiences all across America, the journey to forgiveness is long and difficult, but worth every painful mile.
When I began talking to people about the love of God, about forgiveness, I feel like it's my calling. Now, instead of being a prisoner of hatred and anger, I am a prisoner of love. I'm a prisoner of forgiveness. I learned that you are a loser if you can't forgive.
It's a message well received by those who come to hear her, and this night she gets a standing ovation. But Katinge has learned that behind the applause and happy smiles hide broken hearts. Experience suggests one or two of these women will seek her out later to ask for help getting past their own personal tragedies. After attaining U.S. citizenship this past year, Brigitte Katinge returned to her native Africa, opening counseling and job training centers for women in both Rwanda and Congo. The centers serve both Hutu and Tutsi. You can learn more about her work at futurehopeforwomen.org. For VOA, I'm Mike Osborne, Brentwood, Tennessee.